At New Year's, there would be a dance. We had a dance hall, a small one, which was behind our where our church is now. It was in a small lot directly behind there. And it was a small building. And we used to have a fellow that played the accordion come from Wildwood area. His name was George Sorzi. He was a brother to Carmela Toigo, who was a friend of mine. And they're one of the first families in the Wildwood area. And they were very good friends of ours. So her brother used to come out and play the accordion for a New Year's dance for our community. And there were no tables set up, of course, because the place is small. And, you know, there's benches all around the perimeters of the hall. And it was a grand old time. Ever since I was little, I remember going and just sitting with, you know, the grandparents and all. Everybody went, you know, the elders and the younger people. And that little place would be packed. And there's a big barrel of a stove, like an old oil barrel type of a stove that was cut down as a wood stove. That's what heated the building. And someone would bring a big kettle of tea. That's what we had. So when you left home, you took your teacup with you and a bag, something, maybe it could be pillowcase, because, you know, they're going to pass around the Jap oranges or regular oranges and apples. You pass around the fruit. And there's sandwiches. They would make sandwiches. Some people make sandwiches. And it got passed around as you're sitting on these benches, and they'd come passing it around in boxes. And you just grab a sandwich. They're all wrapped up. And you had your midnight snack there. And then someone would come with a kettle of tea, big kettle of tea. And you get your dig out your cup and they pour your tea for you. So that was our celebrations back then. And it was, yeah, you went home with your bag of goodies and your pillowcase and had your fruits to take home. There was dancing. Yeah, there was dancing to the music. And then later on, some of our own people used to play music. You had guitar players, a drummer, accordion. We had three fellas, I would say. They were all cousins related. There's Moses Wilson. He played beautiful music. He played the accordion, but he could play the guitar as well. And his two cousins, Joe Harry and Stanley Harry, that played the accordion, strictly the accordion. And some relative of theirs, I think that was their uncle, who had come down from the Homolco Reserve and would come and play. And he would play those drums like nobody's business. And these guys are playing the guitar and playing the accordion. Joe Harry was such a great player of the accordion. He was a small man, but he had this huge accordion and he just going at it. And I just used to be so fascinated watching him. He was a great, great player. They were happy. They had so much fun playing. You know, nobody was getting paid, but they sure enjoyed playing. We sure enjoyed their music. My late husband used to play the guitar. He used to play the guitar with Moses Wilson, and they got along famously. Of course, they drank together and, you know, play the guitar. They'd be up all night playing the guitar. And it was, a lot of it was country and western music. And they just loved that. People loved that. They were always getting invited to go and, you know, bring your guitar and, you know, want to hear some music. Years ago, our guys never learned to play music from any instructor. They all just learned by ear. And we had quite a few in Homalco guys that were beautiful musicians. And prior to them playing the guitar and the drums and stuff like that, there was like a band. I don't know who taught them how to play the saxophone, trombone. There were some people that learned to play the piano. Some homes in Church House had pianos. And how they got them up there were huge things. And someone knew how to play the piano. But they used to have a marching band. And we also had a marching band in Sliamon and in Squirrel Cove. So they used to compete. These two other villages would come down to Sliamon and they'd march back and forth on the front of the church near the beachfront. And I barely remember that part where they used to do that. My grandfather apparently was one of them that played an instrument. And for the life of me, I don't know who taught them or how they learned. I have to find out more about that if anyone remembers that. I don't know where they got the instruments from, but it was there, the beautiful brass. One of the old-timers that still used to play was Ambrose Wilson. He had I think it was a saxophone. He used to come visit our house and bring it with him, and he really knew how to play that thing. He really enjoyed playing it. And what other instrument was there? One of our guys, Bill Gallegos, he was a chief at one time, and he used to play the violin. Yeah, I don't know where that instrument would have gone. But I remember hearing him play that. So there was a lot of talent, music-wise, when they seemed to really thrive and enjoy it and play together. It would be summer months they would be doing the competition for the brass band. Yeah, there used to be other types of competition, which was the race canoes. Every community had a race canoe. Cahoos did, and Homalco did. We had one. It was called King of the Sea. And Seychelles, Squamish, Cape Much, Comox. And they used to come to the front of our village, and they would race back and forth, competing. That was really something to see. I remember going to Cape Much and they're having it there as well. All the communities from up north had the same kind of sport. So that was, it's different now from the canoes they use on the canoe journey, because these are deeper and bigger. They're meant for rougher waters. These race canoes were more for competition. So that was really fun times. Probably about seven, eight, including the skipper. Yeah, another competition they used to have was, at one time there was this huge rock. It wasn't really overly big, but it was quite round with no grip to it. And they used to compete. It used to be always in front of the church, down at the lower end of the field. And men would go there and compete who can lift that rock and walk with it. So there were very few of the men that were able to lift it. And one of the fellows that used to pick it up and walk with it was not a very large man. But it was very awkward just to get your arms around it and pick it up and then walk with it. It's kind of slippery and kind of rounded. So they had a difficult time with it. And then that rock disappeared. I don't know what has happened to it. Someone, yeah, took a walk with it and didn't come back.